How many times is that us? We are a shell of ourselves. That imposter syndrome, as you climb that ladder, as you get to where you want to go, oh, you finally reach the middle and you're becoming who you don't even recognize. You're like, bro, wait, that was actually cool. These rooms, these people that I'm meeting, how? Little old me from Fort Worth, Texas. Me. Blah, blah, blah. Back then, now I'm chiseled and you feel me? Me, I'm in these rooms. How? You get that imposter syndrome in your head and you're like, bro, shut up and just fold. Shut up and just be quiet. And as you climb the ladder, you start slipping because you miss the magic in the climb. And the magic in the climb was you being you and doing you and growing in you, the next version. But you're so amazed at where you got that you think you gotta shut up because you got there. Not knowing that you don't even see half of who you could be if you keep being you to get there and there and there. Like, man, it's annoying to have, but I say that loosely because it's like, we all have it. Yeah, you could be annoyed, Norris, but then write it a little down. Just a little thought that you have, the uneasy feeling of speaking up, saying something, that little uneasy feeling. As soon as you run back to your hotel after going through this tiresome day, because it was tired, write down all the feelings, all the thoughts you had, because if you don't, you're going to forget them and come on a podcast and just babble, which I just did just now. But document, because you have a podcast and you can share this thought and resonate with somebody else right now that has this thought as well of, oh, I can't do it. I got to stay quiet. Nobody else has my background. I can't show up. And I don't have the right things to say all the time. And I can't articulate myself in the right way. I met this friend of mine and I always was like being Norris. I was saying this, like we're having a conversation and she would say something and I would say something. And then she would sum up what I said in such a beautiful way. Like it's a talent. And I was just like, wow, like I wish I had that talent to say that. Shout out Peyton. She was like, bro, no, I love the way that you were saying that because that's you and this is me. And a lot of times we're ourselves and we try to be like somebody else because we see the greatness in somebody else. We're like, I got to be like that. I got to put on that clothes and wear it like they do. Like I'm wearing a number 3 old Iverson jersey backwards right now. For what reason? Who knows? But a lot of times we think, shit, no one's looking at that. Not a lot of times. You never think that. Anyways, a lot of times we see somebody doing something great and we're like, I got to do it that way. Not knowing the place that you are right now, you did it your way. Your way. You took on counsel, but how'd you get there? Not by being somebody else. And if you were somebody else to get to where you're at, you're going to stay at that level unless or until you become someone else. And that someone is you. And never, ever, ever sell yourself short. Never, ever think that you're not good enough to be where you're at. You are. And you're actually, newsflash, you're good enough to be even greater than where you are. So you don't have to kiss up and mosey up to the person that got to where you want to go. No, respect their journey. No, be inspired by what they're doing. Knowing that God ain't no respecter of person. And what is said once, I've said that a million times on here, is meant to be said again and again and again until it's ingrained in my big fat head. Because obviously I don't remember that because if I have that thought, my mind really has, oh, get anxious and don't say this. And bro, I say it, God ain't no respecter of persons. He didn't make them with something that he didn't make me with. And if we got different traits, he gave me some different sauce. Like they might have Chick-fil-A, but I got ranch. I don't like ranch, but they might have something, but I have something else. And work what you got. A lot of times we got to work and try to be something we're not. No, work what you got, not what you not. Because if you try to work what you not, blow out the snot. I don't know. It rhymed, but I'm an idiot. I just know, bro, like life is so much easier when you're, when you come off carefree. And wait, not that you're coming off carefree. It's actually like you're carefree of the BS, the negative thoughts to run rampant during the day. You wake up so charged, so energized to do the next thing. And then when you're in a room that you've never been. And then you're in front of people that you've never been around. That imposter syndrome comes on. To be carefree means, bro, I don't give a damn how I feel right now. I remember the mission that I've always wanted to do and what I'm, the journey that I'm on. I remember what I said, the commitment I made with myself. I remember that. I remember my values when I walk into a room where it's all these people telling me all these different things. I'm like, okay, I respect your decision. I respect how you did it, but that's not a value I hold. So I'm me. I'm a one-on-one. God made me me, and I have a vision to where my life should be. I say that. I don't know why I said that. I don't care, because a value that I hold in this moment, as an example, is courage. And I'm going to push past the little thoughts and trying to be perfect, because that's not a value that I hold. If I held the perfection value, maybe I would sound and do this a little different. I don't. So I'm going to show up like Norris. But I just know that in this moment in our lives, questions, questions, questions. I say that so fast. Make it make sense. Here it is. Questions. We all have these questions in our lives that we ask ourselves on a daily, like just now. When I do this podcast, now visual, I'm learning. And when I don't look into the camera and I look down, I'm like, bro, stand up with your chest out. Look confident. Like, bro, what are you doing? We all have these random questions that come into our head. And our mind bully will use a question to take us off the path that we're on, to take us down a dark, deep path that we have no business going under. If I had a question of, okay, so what should I say, mind bully? Should I say anything? And mind bully said, boy, you better shut the hell up because you'll sound stupid. And then I started saying, okay, you're right. I sound stupid. What else? What else shouldn't I say? Well, you should look at how your shoulder moving, because you blocking somebody behind you. Then you start balling up, like literally balling up, because you don't want to feel a certain way. And you're worried about everybody around the room. And what will they say if I speak up and I'm loud? Or what will I say? Listening to your mind bully will have you going down a deep and slippery slope. And think about your mind bully. It'll keep taking. It'll keep questioning you. Question until at the end of the day, you're like, who am I? What do I want? And if you're not careful, if you're not clear, if you're not detailed on, nope, this starts here. This stops here. I said start and stop for a reason. Like, this starts here. I'm going to start listening to my damn self. And this stops here. I'm going to stop listening to my mind bullet. It's knowing that you have the choice to do that. And if you come with that choice every single day, knowing that you're making the right choice, that's pointing you in the direction that you want to do and who you want to become, you're walking in rooms and saying, yep, you're right. I'm not sugarcoating it. I'm not hiding away from it. Oh, yeah, I feel anxious. Yeah, I feel a little imposter syndrome. I shouldn't be here. I'm learning. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to push past that because there's more in store. And each step that I keep climbing and each step that I keep ascending, I know that I got to push past something to get to the next step. If it was easy and if I didn't feel this way, shit, I'd already be there by now. And honestly, it wouldn't mean as much. Because when you get to that place, even me right now, you get to a place to where it's like, it's so meaningful because of everything that you were up against. Through the pain, through the struggles, through the thoughts, through the anxious days, through the depression, that you got to this point despite everything. What would it look like if you kept going, if you kept running, if you kept ascending, if you kept learning? So much I learned, so much about their industries and things that I haven't even thought about. The gaming industry, esports is a thing. There's a lot of times you think, oh, esports are not. I don't care if I even said that. This is like my now. This is my present moment, something I learned over the week that I want to expand about. And I'm speaking that to me because I'm like, Norris, you probably already talked about that on Talking Tough. I'm saying I'm going to speak about it again because I can. Anyways, esports is a thing. And there's a lot of times you have this belief so tight about one thing. And all it takes is a day to learn about another thing. And I don't even mean that I meant that about esports. I'm just like in life in general. we need to question our beliefs and question the things that we hold on to the most. There's so many times, whether it's a friend, a family member, that we have this strong belief towards them. It's like everything we've ever known, the belief that we have says this, but we don't look back and go back to see when we carried that belief in the first place. Maybe I'm wrong about this person. Maybe I'm wrong about this friend, that I am an individual and I want to think independently. I'm always like that. Even with family stuff, you know, parents, friends, sisters, brothers, they all have their own stories of what a person did. And it's always funny. I always try to be objective. If my mom tell me about what her sister did back in the day or what her person did at work, I'm going to be like, let me think objectively, mom. I'm on your side, but I'm trying to think, like, if you're teaching me a life lesson here, I want to have a clear view on how I should think. I am like that. And I don't know. I just think that we all have to come to that place, because you don't want to look back on your life and be like, I understand why this person said this to me, or I understand why this coach was terrible at me. But if I was honest, what the hell did I do? Was it just him that was a shit coach and a shit person? Or that shit coach that he probably was, he said something and then I came back the next day and was a shit person and had a shit attitude. Now we all just a bag of shit. It's looking at how I can think independently and think at the things that I did and think at, okay, I don't have to hold somebody's belief or hold an old belief over a whole group of people. If that don't make sense, I don't give a damn, it's not for you. But I don't have to hold that mindset and run up this staircase of life. If you just go back and check your mindset at the door, check your beliefs at the door and be like, okay, I don't have to hold that belief because it's probably not true. And it's not helping me become the person that I want to be. Questions. I know that whenever you're indifferent about something and you don't have like a concrete thought or concrete stance on something, it's to go back and question and learn and to be involved and be around different individuals that help you fine tune those answers. This week is something I'll never forget. And in my mind, and my mind bully has me like, all right, out the window, you did all that for what? You were, quote unquote, networking with these people for what? You're not acting. It has me wanting to act. And I got to do this because I'm so inspired. And I got to show that I'm becoming a different person. I got to do this now and now. Hold on, my boy. Myself is like, come back. Right. I already said it. Like, I do need to more organize and fine tune, which I am. What do I need to learn? Okay. I want to learn about real estate. What is the first step? What do I need to do? And it's not just learn, Norn. It's act. I just called myself Norn for the first time on here. That's crazy. It's act. After you got around people, God bless you to be around people that act. Come back and act.
Hey, Genix, you going off.